Hello, 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 hello. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Come here, sit down, let me talk to you for a minute. I got something that I need to say. Want you to listen. Everything begins just from the classroom to the airway. It's about time that we take a stand. Don't need to spectate. And I won't let it get to me, the labels that they place on me. I'm fighting for my family, fighting for my sanity. I can hear the loud bell ring, gonna give my everything. All I had to take to win, fighting to the very end.
We're fighting to survive, fight to stay alive. We fight until we die, we strive, we fight until we die. We're fighting to survive.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to World Trendsetters Radio. Oh, my God, we had such a difficult time. I scheduled the show and scheduled it for 8 o'clock. I don't know what happened, but I came on. I was right on time, calling in, you know, my 5 minutes before, and I was told that my show starts at 11 o'clock. Oh, my God. So that kind of had me in a panic, so I am very sorry for the delay, but you know what? The devil is a liar. He can't stop us because he knows what World Trendsetter is all about, what we want to do, what our goals are, what our mission are, and I am so excited about this radio and what we are doing. And I have two of my sisters that are calling in today, and the reason why I wanted to start the show this way is because I know them, number one, and they were also a part of our lipstick group, which I started 2 years ago, and they were just a part of the movement, and so I think, you know what, let me start this off before I have any outside guests coming in, because they're waiting to come in to be a part of this, because it is something very, it's something that I feel that needs to get done, something that I've been doing for, something that I've planned for almost 10 years. And at first it was called Christian Connections. I actually wanted to open a place for, first I wanted to start it out with young people. And so what I did, I don't know, it took me 10 years. And I know that it's something that I really needed to do, something that I've always had this thing for reaching out to people. I'm a people person. And so, you know, I kind of wrestled with it, and then I had my Tash Cosmetics, because I'm also the founder of Tash Cosmetics. And so I was doing that. I was trying to build that. I was working full-time. I was raising three kids. And so it was kind of hard at the time. And you know what? Sometimes I think that our life is like a flashcard. And so we kind of get an idea, like a flash of what our life is supposed to be like. And then we're supposed to kind of, you know, keep that in the back of our mind and also in the forefront and work towards what is it that we're supposed to do. I think we all have something that we need to do. And I think when you don't do it, there's a reminder at all times. And I keep getting these reminders. I keep getting it. And I have, I was actually on one of my social media friends about 2 weeks ago, and she was talking about, you know, some things that she went through. She did, you know, she kind of stopped going to church for a bit, and she stopped going, and then she kind of, you know, she didn't want to go because she kind of felt as if the church wasn't giving her what she really needed. And, you know, she was brought up in the church, mom and dad, she went to church, she did all of that. So she wanted to kind of, you know, she was asking herself all these questions, like, why am I not finding what I want, when I'm finding what I wanted? And I'm listening to her because she's actually speaking. I can see her, she's speaking, but, you know, it's not, you can actually type and ask her a question. But my goal that day was just to listen and take it all in. And so I just kind of pat myself and I go, June, this is what you need to do. This is what we're talking about. This is what Trendsetter is all about. So We changed from, it was Christian Connection Cafe before, that was 10 years ago, and I remember when I went to start it, it was, you know, that name was taken, and then all of these dating sites start coming up with Christian Connection. I'm like, okay, what is this about? This is not a dating thing. This is about setting the trend for Christian. I wanted to do something different because it is what I want to do, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And so, you know, I kind of struggled with it. I was sitting on the train one morning, and I was saying to my girlfriend, you know what? I kind of want to change the name from Christian Connection because it's kind of coming up with, when you say connections, I come up with all these different dating thing and meeting Christian singles. And I didn't want that. That's not what we're about, right? What we're about, our mission is to build communities and strengthen back families, kind of, you know, start doing all of that. So, you know, so that's what it's all about. So I'm going to introduce my guest. I'm so excited to introduce my guest tonight that I'm going to be talking with, and we're going to be sharing some things that we're going to talk, you know, just have an open talk about what can we do as you know, as a community to build it and see what we're doing wrong, what can we do better, and so all of us can work together, because I can do things on my own, but together we can change so much. So without further ado, Cheryl. Hello? Hello? Do we have Cheryl on the line? Oh. Hi, Cheryl. Hello? I'm hearing her, but she's not hearing me. Okay, not mute. I want to hear her. Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. Oh, not getting her on the line. Is Sophie on the line tonight?
Yeah, can you hear me, June?
Hi, Sophie. I thought it was Cheryl. I'm kind of going after the line, like who is on the phone, because I see the lines open. Hi, Sophie. How are you?
I'm fine. I know Cheryl was calling in too, so she was the one that told me that you got back online, so I assume she'll be calling.
Yes, because we were I was, you know what? And I think you kind of heard the first part when I said, you know, I came on, I was ready, I opened the line, and it says, oh, your show starts at 11 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, there's no way.
Yes.
But then I sat here, and I'm like, you know what? The devil is not going to win, because I already have this schedule. I already have, you know, people ready to connect and to come in and to, you know. So, so we're here. And we have 1 hour,
yes.
And I know there's so much that we need to talk about, and so I really want to, I really want us to dig deep into this and see how we can talk. And I, like I said before, hi Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I keep talking. I know
someone's on your show.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. And like I said, I'm so happy that you and Sophie are here with me tonight, because I know we have this connection with Lipstick Girls when we first started about empowering a woman and, you know, and doing all of that. So I figure, you know what, let me start it out. And plus, I know you guys are so into the youths at our church and have done so much, like so much. And I don't think you guys get enough recognition for what you do. But I just want to let you know tonight that I appreciate you guys. And I love the fact that you guys are doing so much. And Sophia is continuing Panzerbart Foundation and, you know, working with it. And, I really admire what you guys are doing, and I hope and pray that you'll continue to do it, and know that, you know what, don't look for the glory and for praise for people here. You know, you'll get it. You'll get your reward. So tonight I want to welcome both of you to World Trendsetters.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm humbled to be a part of this. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thank
wonderful.
You. Congratulations.
Thank you, Sophia. Thanks, Cheryl. So what World Trendsetters is about, and I want to tell everybody that tonight, who's online and calling in, that World Trendsetter, it's free for tonight. And I know some people, and I kind of figure this out, but you know what? I really me in terms of when you're doing something, people like the word free. And guess what? Free can do everything. Free can't do a lot of things. We, in order for us to move along, we have to have, you know, we have to charge some things. And what World Trend Center is about and why it cannot be free, we're not a charity. I'm not doing something that's a charity organization. What World Trend Center is about is giving Christians a space to relax, a space to express themselves, a space to say, you know what, whatever I can't deal with in the church, I know that I have this avenue that I can take that is out there for me, creating that environment so that people are free to, you know, come to any one of our World Trend Center members, which I'm building as I go along. I want people that I can trust. I want people that our people can trust, knowing that, you know what, if I have a problem at home, if I'm being abused, if I've been molested, if I'm a widow and I need to go for, you know, just things like that, you know what, I need to know that I can, you know, come to June in confidence or go to Cheryl in confidence or go to Sophie in confidence and know that Sunday we're not going to hear back at church, because we know things happen in the church and, you know, it's back and forth, and sometimes we really know that what happened in the church sometimes is really, sometimes that there are things that should be outside that comes inside. So I want to create a space that is nothing to, it has nothing to do, it's all to do with Christians, but nothing to do with the walls of the church. You understand what I mean?
Yes, that goes beyond the walls of the church.
Exactly, that goes beyond. So, yes. And also to create a space, like what we have on our World Trend Center site is what members need to can do is to go on there. We're going to have a place for you to build form. You can talk about, you can go on there, you can log in, become a member, you can log in. You can go on there, you can say, you know what, Sophie, I can put on my thing and say, you know what, next week I'm going to have coffee at Tim Hortons next week. And other Trendsetter members can see it and they can say, okay, can I join? Can I come in? And that way you guys can build friendship, you know, build community. And even to say, you know what, I met this girl, Cheryl, last Saturday when I went to Tim Hortons. So, you know what, I'm going to go visit Cheryl Church today. And what that does is give us different faces, give us a different atmosphere. And so what you'll find is it's building. And so when you build community, that's what you're going to do. You're going to strengthen families, and you're going to have more and more people. I know that from doing this, and it's not, and sometimes you kind of get the feeling about things, is that, you know what, this is going to go way beyond my imagination, because World Trend Center is exactly what it says. It says world. That means if somebody in New York or somebody in Australia or somebody in Japan or somebody in Jamaica, they want to create their own space, so they can come online, they can join World Trend Center, they can create their own environment, they can create their own community and say, you know what, we're going to go to this church at a church concert. People go online. You have to go online. That's why it's important that everything is done here. And so you go online and you say, okay, it's Sandra Jones from here that's creating that thing. She's having dinner. She comes online. She read your profile. She see what you're about. And trust me, you got to pay to get in. So I'm going to have all your information so you can't be coming in here and be no fake people, because I can track you. So it's a safe place. When you make things like this free, it opens up for everybody to come in, and you don't know who it is, you don't know who to trust. So that's what we're about. So one of the questions that I would like to ask Sophia is, how do you feel, and how do you, what do you think about our community in terms of, I know you're part of the women's group at church. How do you feel about, in terms of, how confident are you as a woman, you know, being a part of these groups? Do you feel as if this is something that you really need in your life, or is this something that you can say, I need more? And how could you contribute to that aspect of that whole woman thing that you are in a church?
Yeah, I definitely think the women's group is something great, and Cheryl has a way more leading role in that than I do. And Cheryl has been actually... I think she was the first to create a session where doing our women's group meeting, we have a session where you talk about yourself, like what's important to you, what's meaningful to you, to really give an opportunity for women to get to know each other, to get to know their real stuff. Because, you know, in church, a lot of times you don't really have the moment to really connect and get to know people. You might know their name and who they're related to, but you don't really know them. And so it really presents an opportunity for us to really get to know each other, what's important to them, you know, like what do they value, what are their concerns, and it creates a safer environment to me than the bigger church environment. It's a small group of women, and we're there supporting each other and encouraging each other. And to me, it seems like a safer place and a place that's more conducive to kind of sharing your concerns if you want to than in the context of a bigger church. So I would really encourage people to make these smaller groups, make women network or singles network or couples groups where you can support and encourage each other under some kind of common theme or something that you have in common, and along with being Christians. It's been a real asset. I think for me, a lot of times it's been a real retreat. We meet on the second Fridays of every month, and a lot of times you go there kind of burnt out and exhausted, and it's really encouraging and enlightening to be able to have that environment and that group to support us.
Okay. That's good. And so, Cheryl, with all of what Sophie has said, and it seems as if there's a lot of benefits in there within the church, in that group. What are your intentions? Like, what do you want to see from this women's group? And what is it beyond St. Clair? Is it just a women's group? Because I love the fact that there is this group that is a church. In a group, and I think a lot of church have that women's thing and this kids group and kids for this and all of these things within their own umbrella, within the old walls of that. But do you extend this invitation to other people, other churches, other, like, outside of St. Clair, or is it just people in St. Clair?
Great question. And just to follow up with what Sophie said, small groups are such a place where you can actually be, it allows you to be vulnerable. And as she highlighted the fact that I actually started this this session where you actually share who you are, because I think we as women, or even generally as people, I think if we realize that we are more alike than we are different, then I think we can come to a common place. We can share our commonalities. So I can say, you know, June and Sophie, these are some of the things that I struggle with. And Sophie and yourself can say, wow, Cheryl, I had no idea. And you know what? I struggle with the same thing too. And then we can come from a place of how can we come up with a solution for our problems, and how can we build on each other instead of maybe, this is a harsh word, but brutalizing each other. Sometimes we hold people to a higher regard, or put them on a false pedestal than we should. And sometimes we actually see them in leadership roles, but we don't know what their struggles are. And I think sometimes if we realize that, hey, you know, she's going through the same thing that I'm going through, then I can have more empathy for the other person. The second part of your question, wow, it's amazing that you would say that, because we are so in tuned in terms of reaching the community at large. It's not just for us, but it's for other persons who want to come, and it's for us to create an environment of outreach as well. I think we come from a place of compassion and humility. As women, it's a mixed group. We have widows. We have people who are single. We have people who different genre. And I think the commonality is that, yes, we want to be sound and confident and build up ourselves in who we are and in the Lord and in the Word. But most importantly, we want to be able to reach other people as well, you know, with love and compassion, of course. And so that's the undertone under which we operate, we operate from. Yeah.
So one of the things that for years that I struggled with, and when I had my boys that were younger, and one of the things, the reason why I wanted Christian Connection Cafe, when I was thinking about it in a different way, and I wanted Christian Connection Cafe because I did not want my boys to I didn't want my boys to start going to those, you know, clubs and all of those big open parties and stuff that they would have, because they weren't that kind of kids. They were, you know, brought up in a Christian home. And so what I wanted at that time, which was, it's funny how time went by so quickly, is that what I wanted to do was to create an environment for them that they could. I actually started out, you know, wanting to open like a restaurant, like for Christians. That's why it was called Christian Connections Cafe. And so what I wanted that was to, you know, like, you know, on a Friday evening or on a Saturday, you know, if you say to your kid, you know what, they could, you know, feel comfortable saying, Mom, I'm going to Christian Connection Cafe. And they didn't, you know, parents wouldn't have to worry that their child is going to, you know, be in somewhere that wasn't right as, you know, someone that's, you know, being brought up in the church. And so that's how I started that. And so that's the environment that I wanted for them. And as a mother and having my kids brought up in the church, I've seen where kids will, you know, they get to a certain age and they're outside, they're gone, they're no longer in the church. Thank God. I always, like, you know, laugh and say I rule, like, you know, with an iron fist, like Margaret Thatcher. But, you know, that's me, that's my household. But I've seen where kids, you know, come to church and after a while they don't want to come back. And, you know, the first thing they'll tell you, oh, church is boring and I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that and I don't want to do that. So that is why I wanted to create this environment. And I think that with World Trendsetter, and it's good when you say when you start something for women, but you have to, you know, I think for what this whole thing is about is beyond just women. You know, we have to understand that men are suffering too. You know, men are suffering in silence. And the whole outlook of everything is that it's okay, you know, for a man to go through this. It's okay for a man to be abused. There's a lot of women that are abusing their husband, but they don't talk about it, because if they talk about it, it's like, oh, you're a softy, you know, you're this. There's a lot of men that are sitting there that, you know, they have nobody to talk to. So, you know, so World Trendsetter is just all of that is for everybody. It's for the men, the elderly, for everybody. And so when I started this World Trendsetter thing, I wanted to launch it at a venue. I wanted to, you know, rent a space and invite everybody. But I'm like, no, I wanted to reach in a different way. I want to build it up first, and then we, you know, kind of step out there with who we are. And I think each step of the way, I can see God's hands in everything that I'm doing. It's like, June, this is how you do it. This is what you should do. This is what you need to do. And so even when I was, you know, talking to one of my social media friends, she also has she's an apostle, and she also has her own thing in the U.S. And when I told her about World Trendsetter, she couldn't wait for it to start, because she wanted to also start it in Atlanta, where she is. You know, so I love when women are working together, because I always say, you know what, as women, you teach a man, you teach a woman, you change the world. So I think, you know, with just that, we're powerful, and I love the inspiration and the connection and all of that that we have within the church as a woman group. But I think we need to go beyond that. You know what I mean?
I totally agree with you, June, and I think that you touched on a very, very important topic. In terms of young people not appreciating the church or being bored, I think our social environment and influence is so underrated in the church, because we tend to over-spiritualize everything.
Right.
And it's interesting, because I think we need to come to a point where we're just real and deal with the real issues. Parents might not necessarily be equipped spiritually to impart what they need to impart to their kids at church. It's not at home, which is the first institution of learning, really, but in all disciplines. But at the same time, I think how do we now create an environment where those parents are fostered and have the confidence to impart the word, like you did with your kids, and as an extension of that, you know, I'm sure you have your extended family to support you. Again, some persons do not have that, because for some persons, they're the only Christians in their family, or they're the only person that goes to church in their family, you know. And so that in itself, as a support system, it's not there. And I think if we can start being real and looking into the social influences that affect us, break them down, and start dealing with it at the root of it, I think we can actually get somewhere, you know.
I think, I love what you just said a while ago, being real.
Yeah.
And I think that is the issue, because I remember speaking to one young lady, and she said, every time it's the same. You start going to church, your parents bring you to church from you're like one, or from even in the belly, and you come to church, and every year it's the same Easter bunny, it's the same play, it's the same Sarah, it's the same this. And I was just sitting there listening, because I did my own thing. Like I go out there and I see somebody and I say, okay, what do you think about this? So I did my own, you know, review of what is it that we really, really need. And so I was listening to her, and she says, you know, it's the same thing. And then you come to church and you just sit there, and it's just this, the message, and it's a song, and then it's gone, and there is nothing else. But I think that if there's an environment for them, if there's all right. So say for instance,
and again, June, I want to inject at this point that it's easy to say the church is not giving you what you need. The thing is that someone can't give you what they don't have. If they're giving you what they don't have, there's a deficit somewhere. And so we have to look at how do we now create an environment where people can be creative.
That's what we're a trendsetter is about. That's what we're a trendsetter is about. That's why
World Church is there. Yeah, this can be fostered. And in that realm, how do they now use their creativity, as we learned, to be a missionary, to witness to unbelievers? Because an extension of your gift, then your purpose and your destiny is developed, right? And of course, we know that is your passion. That is where that lies. And so, how can we now create an environment where we foster all of this? Because some persons, the church has been an institution for years, and it is a place where sometimes it forces us to put a mask on, when we really need to take the mask off, and because the realness is not encouraged, because people don't want to trust. They want to feel like they can be emotionally vulnerable, because they will be judged. And so, getting back to what you're saying, in terms of creativity, we need to have a venue or an avenue where that is developed, and within the scope of God giving you that talent and that gift, how can you now reach the world? How can you now reach the world proclaiming Jesus Christ, right?
I think if you give people the tool that they need, and I do believe that if you give them what is it that they're looking for and what is it that they need, they can be an advocate for that. They can now say, if you give them that, they don't have to. Okay, look at how funny it is. Look at how weird it is. So we have our children. They're brought up in church, okay? Then they go to school. Then they go to school, and here are these other kids that influence their life instead of them influencing their friend's life, right? So these people are influencing their life, and they're changing towards them. They're going towards them. Reason why. You have these kids that are brought up in church, 15 of them, okay? They start coming up. They see the same 15 people until the day they come out. Okay? So if you create an environment where they can surround themselves with people other than who they're seeing in the church walls, and you give them that to say, you know what? We can do this. Look at how many people we have in our circle. So World Trade Center is thinking about having all of these things, having trips, going away, doing stuff. And that's why I say I believe that God developed me in the way to create Tash Cosmetics, where that will help me. Because I say to people, there are two things that we have. God give us a gift, which is our talent, and then he also give us, so our talent is, we're going to use that to the service that we pay here. It's a rent that we pay here on earth. And then our gifts is what we're going to use, okay? This is what we're going to use in order to, you understand? And that's why when I was at church on Sunday, and the pastor says, mission, what's your mission? What's your ministry? And I'm like, oh, my God. Wasn't that, that was so clear.
Yeah, that was
because
powerful.
You have to, exactly. Yeah. When he said that, I sat there and I'm like, na-na-na-na-na. Because he was just, you know, sometimes I sit there and I'm like, everything is all confirmation of what it is that you are about to do.
Yeah.
You understand?
And so that's what we're listening in the audience, what the pastor was actually saying is that your mission is what you do outside of the church. It's reaching unbelievers. It's simple.
Yeah.
And your ministry is what you do
back.
Inside the church. Yeah, with your gifting.
Right. You use that ministry to come back.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
So
when you go, ahead.
It's important that we help people to discover who they are, discover themselves.
Yeah.
What is your mission? Versus what is your ministry versus your mission. And the thing is that we need to encourage this, because sometimes people kind of have an idea of what they want to do, but they don't know the avenue in which they, the direct avenue in which they want to go. Like sometimes they're like teeter-tottering between two lines. Is this really my calling? Is this really, but I've always learned that your passion and your calling is something that never leaves you. If you're sleeping, it's always with you. If you're awake, it's with you. It doesn't matter. You could be 50 years old. You could be 60 years. That one thing is always with you, and that's your passion and your purpose and what you're called to do in this earth, you know? And if we can help people develop that, I think it would be easier
and
for the body of
And that is why I think that I can play such an integral part in all of these people's life, not just young people, but other people who are not aware of who they are. Because it took me a long time. Like growing up, I would always hear people say, oh, June, you're so good with your hair. You're so good with makeup, with that. And I never knew. You know, and I remember one time we were at Bible study, and Sister Jean asked Pastor, "How do you know that you're supposed to be? How do I know that I'm supposed to be a Sunday school teacher?" Because I think at that time she was Maxine was, you know, thinking about leaving, so she was kind of encouraging her to do it. And I remember when Pastor said, it's a confirmation from the people around you. And so I always say that, and that I've always remembered that, and that's why even yesterday my brother was here, and I was asking his daughter, what is it that you love to do? What is it from day one that your parents could identify that, you know what, you are good at this? Because guess what? It is what you're supposed to do. You know, that burning passion that you have, that desire to do this. One of the authors that are in my group, she talked about growing up as a little girl. She'd like to read. She read everything. And now she's an author, and she's a best-selling author. So that's what I said to my brother when he says his daughter loved to read. I said, maybe she's an author. You know, and she looked at me like, you know, but Cheryl, you are right. You go to sleep and your passion is there. You wake up, your passion is there. And it's all about that burning desire. But then after you do the passion, there's your purpose. That's your service. What am I called to do? What am I here to do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think like I have a different perspective than the two of you, because I didn't grow up in a family that brought me to church. Like I went to church because of things that were offered at church. And so as in my youth. And so I think I'm passionate about engaging and keeping the youth involved in the church and in ministry, but also too about letting them, like taking the direction from them. And June, what I really liked about your site, your website, like I love the way you had the logo with a welcome sign and youth, really, they look like youth of all, you know, race and nationality that welcome circle.
Yes,
and I thought that was really powerful. And I think that to me, like creating, like giving, I don't know if there's a youth wing or whatever, but it's really important to create a form for youth to know that they're welcome, for them to lead it as well, for them, I don't know what you know, they're necessarily interested. But I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, I've never been on a blog, but for your blog, but I know they do these things all the time. So it's the fact that, that you're using this technology, to me then is like, means that you're going to be able to reach these people. But it's so important that it's directed at them, that it's led by them, and that we're putting programming for them that's relevant to them. You know, I'd like to be eavesdropping on, you know, on a youth session and, you know, hearing what their interests and issues are. Because it's really important. That's how you keep them engaged. And I remember, you know, when I became a teenager, I mean, from like I was about like 10, 11, like I was in church, like they picked me up, you know, Sunday school bus. But then when I was a teenager and went off to university, there was nothing for me. And I, you know, and I got lost. And it took me a while until my, you know, my late 20s when I came back to the church. And I came back of my own accord because, you know, as it's a seed that's planted, right? That's always there.
Right.
And it'll lead you back if the seed is but it would have been so good if I didn't have that period of turmoil and transition. It would have been good if I was able to spend all my years, especially, you know, what the 20s are like, such turmoil and confusion. It would have been good to have the grounding of the church with me even through that, and I didn't. And so it's really important that we keep the youth engaged, that we have opportunities for them in the church. Because even now at our church, and we have an amazing church, but I see some of the youth now, like, even in the hallways, you know, during certain sessions, and they're not being engaged. And you yourself were saying that you saw two young people in the washroom the other day, right?
Yes.
And they were bored.
Yes.
And so it's really important. It's really important that we create a forum where we can get their input, where we can listen to them and get their direction and make them feel like they're leading and being part of the church, because they are our future. And you can see it now. There's a lot of kids now who used to be in our Sunday school classes, who used to come to our VBS, who are now leaders, who are now leaders in the church, right? And so it's comforting to see that the church will go on, and we need to maintain that, and we need to make sure that we don't lose them.
Exactly. Yeah. And I so agree with all of that, Sophie, is that we have to start with the youth and we have to create that environment for them. So that's one of the things that I want to do also, is that when we have these excursions and these meetings and what we're doing, it's not always going to be everybody. You understand? There's going to be a weekend for the youth. It's just going to be a youth weekend. And when I said youth, it's just youth from all over. And it's not about, you notice the whole thing, world trendsetter. It doesn't have any race, color, whatever in it. As long as you're from a Christian background, because that's what we're about. We want to build it on all of that. So that's what we're going to have, is that we're going to have the children, we're going to have the youth together. And so we're not going to have no older person telling them what to do and juggle. We want to hear them. We want to listen to them. We want to listen to what they have to say. And so when I was telling you about this lady that was talking about how she felt when she was growing up, and she talked about being molested. She thought about being molested at the age of 4, and she could not, first of all, she didn't want to tell her parents, because her parents were such big people in the church, and they were friends with everybody in the church, so how dare you go and talk on, you know, Uncle Jim, you know? And so she kept that, and she was suffering, and she couldn't say anything. And so that's what I want to shut down. That is a part of it that I want to shut down. I want to create that environment for them. And that's why World Trend said you got to pay to get in. Because this is what we're going to use to say to that child, you know what? We will help you get counseling. We will be your confidant, and we will help you through it. And we're going to be here for you. And we're going to work with you. And we're going to work with you until let you know, until it sinks in your brain that, you know what? You are not to be blamed. You have no fault in this. You know, and the person that did this to you, you will live to see, God will let you live to see their outcome, you know. So this is the kind of environment that I want to create for them. And then we're going to have that time when it's the older foot them, you know, and then you're going to have this time when it is one. And so everybody's going to, we're going to have different, as I go along, I'm kind of mapping out and putting together, what is it, what is my whole overall look that I want World Trend Center to be, and who I want us to become. And so I'm learning all of that through everybody. So I'm learning it from the young lady that I spoke with, and she, you know, I was very sad when I heard this young girl talk about, you know, how, you know, someone in the church was just, you know, down on her and telling her what to do and her, you know, her mother. And I was like, wow, you know. And sometimes, and these are confidential, and this is the thing, you don't want to say, you know, anything. And I'm not saying it's from our church or whoever church it is. It's just a young lady. This is just a lady that we were, you know, in a conversation with. I wish her tape was still up because I would love to post it on my site that, you know, you guys could listen to and for everybody else to listen to how hurt this woman was until it took her a while to say, you know what? Even though this man did this to me and he already died and all of that, God has still been good to me. I'm able to become one of the biggest, this person, and I'm able to become this, and I'm able to become that, and I'm able to, you know, say, thank God, I'm a millionaire. I can change things now. And so even she was so shocked that she went on to speak at a church conference. She was like, when they asked me to come and speak, I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, but she gathered that confidence and she went, and she was supposed to stay there for like half an hour. She did three sessions because it was so good. They keep asking her, can you stay for the next one? Can you stay for the next one? And she stayed there for the three sessions and imparted what she had to impart on them and strengthen them. So these are the kind of things that helped me to say, you know what, June? This is what you need to do. And it's been dragging on me. It's been pulling me. And I'm like, you know what, God, I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm going to do it. And this is how we started it. I'm so glad that I'm starting it with two people that is in my corner from our lipstick girl thing where we call women beautiful. You know, we don't call them names. We don't call them this. What we want to know is to learn from people. What give you that confidence? You know, and it's funny. Yes. I was out with my sister on the weekend doing just a little sister thing together, and it felt good. You know, that, you know, sometimes we can plan those little time and, you know, spend time together and sit down and eat and just laugh and chat. And that moment was kind of good for me. It felt good. And we were talking, and there was this girl that came out in front of us, and you know, she looked and then she said, you know what? That's good. I love her confidence. I love her confidence. So sometimes we're there, you know, criticizing people. But you know what? Instead of criticize, we need to go to them and say, you know what? I have a self-confidence problem. And I want to know how you get to that point. What, you understand what I mean? Instead of criticizing and being judgmental, let me ask this person how they got to that point. You know, it's probably mm-hmm. kind of hard to go up to a stranger and ask them that, but it's also okay to go up to the person and say, hey, you know, you look lovely, and, you know, I really admire you, and say something about it, and you can track a conversation and probably learn a thing or two from her. But we still have a little bit to go, and do you guys want to go to commercial a little bit, or you just want to keep talking, because we were kind of late?
Yeah, how much longer? I'm not sure of the time.
Okay, we can continue to talk. It's my show. I rule my show. Okay, so yeah, so World Trendsetter, like I said, it's about building communities, strengthening families. And Cheryl, you really hit on a very, very good point when you talk about, you know, after you give them that tool and whatever, how do they use it? And I think like anything else, you know, you give someone an hammer and you give them that hammer, mm-hmm. they're going to know very soon that you need a nail to that's what you're going to use to drive the nail in, you know, so they'll find it out and they'll get that, they'll find out what it's for, or, you know, they find a nail, mm-hmm. how do I get this nail in this wood? And so they'll try mm-hmm. to find out, you know what, it's used with an hammer. That's what you're going to need to drive it in. And so.
And the thing is that you can also use something else with that's made of the same density, I suppose, but the most effective way to get the nail in is to use a hammer. And sometimes tools can be misplaced, eh? Mm-hmm. And so if they're misplaced, then they're not used effectively. And so how
right.
do we get people to use their talents effectively?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people have so much talent.
No, they do.
I said our young people have so much talent. They're so talented.
Oh, it's actually a wealth of knowledge. I actually look at our local church sometimes and think, wow, we are so blessed in terms of mm-hmm. just the wide range of talents that we have, and that is being produced every single solitary day. And I'm sure Sophie can attest to this too, that we're We're so blessed where that is concerned, and you know, we really have a bright future where that is concerned. And I think if you look at all the churches, comparatively speaking, we can say that we have a lot going for us in terms of that. And to God, we give the glory. So for that,
We do. I saw the whole, Youth Sunday thing a couple of weeks ago, and I was just looking at the talents, and I'm like, this is amazing. And that's what we want, and that's what we want to nurture. We want to nurture. We want to make sure that, you know what, let it stay that way. Each day, let it be more and more, that they want more. Like, you know, they did this well. This Sunday they did do very well, and people compliment them on it, and, you know, they're feeling good about it, and that they want to do more. We need our kids to be hungry for Christ, and we want them to be an example, you know, instead of going out. I want them, you know, when they come to church, they feel a sense of security. They feel a sense of, you know what, because I feel that too. I mean, how many of us going to work on a Monday, and you go to work on a Monday, and you're like, you feel so good, because you know what? I just heard that sermon yesterday, and it just filled me. And I came home, and I'm just so blessed that I went to take a nap on it, and I feel so good, and I get up in the morning. And so you go to work, and you know what? It's still there. And so you're able to smile and say, hello, good morning. And they want to know, why are you so happy? You know, because an hour from now, they're going to come asking you for this bill and this email, and why didn't you respond? And so the whole craziness coming. And then you know what? This is why I have to go for a refill. I need a refill, you know. And so this is how I want our young people to feel, is that, you know what? Don't be ashamed of God. Don't feel like you have to go to school and you have to fit in with everybody else. You want to, you know, wear your clothes down and expose your boobs and your butt and, you know, piercings and tattoos. You don't need to do that. You can be that example. Let them come to you and say, hey, Cheryl, wow. You know, I love that look about you, that aura, that everything. And let them inquire, and then introduce them, invite them to church, you know. And so I think we're losing so much of our young people to that, because it's out there, you know. It's cooler. It's better, you know. And so we need to change that outlook and say, you know what, it's not better. It's not cool. It's not hip. You know what? What better to be hip for Christ, you know? What better way than to be hip? Christ. And I think that's what we need to let them know. You know what? It's not that bad. You know, it's not that bad. I remember at the time growing up in Jamaica, and you're thinking, okay, you know, you go to church. Yeah, you go to church. You do everything. You do all of that. But you know what? When it was time for baptism, you're like, okay, so I'm going to lose my friends. That means I can't do this. And you start looking at the things that you can't do. But you know what? I'm telling you, when you get to know Christ, and you start living a different way, you'll realize that, you know what, the things that you wanted to do is something that you didn't need to do, you know, and you don't want to do it. So, so I'm excited.
So we also have to make sure that the gospel message is also exciting. It's a very simple message. It doesn't change. The ways in which we deliver it changes, but the message never changes. The message is simple. Christ died for you. He shed his blood for you, and you know, if you believe on him, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. The most important thing is that he rose again, and that if you accept him as your Lord and Savior, then you have salvation and eternal life is yours. And I think the basis of any Christian faith and of our faith, and I think this is what we need to really maybe stress more with young people and people coming up, that it's not complicated at all, because the basis of our faith in Jesus Christ is important. And it really, it's not so much that I love Jesus and I'm a Jesus freak and I have to give up all of these things and I can't have fun and all of that, but it's really found in John chapter 3, verse 16. It's, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that you and I should not perish, but we should have eternal life. So it's not so much that we love him, but it's that he loves us. So it's again appreciating that sacrifice and saying, Lord, I can't do enough to tell you thanks, but guess what? Here is my life. And I know that in turn it will be worth it all when I get to heaven. But also, looking at the bigger picture is also reaching back and reaching forward and say, hey, did you hear about the good news of Jesus Christ to your friends and to your pals? And, you know, this is who he is and this is what he did. And so how can we make the gospel message, sometimes we overcomplicate things and we just need to keep it simple because we complicate it for ourselves as Christians. And right. It really is simple. It really is a basic message, you know, that God is not so much that we love God. It's more so that he loved us. And if we can have young people walking in that truth and spreading that message, then with excitement and vigor, then wow, you know, what can't we accomplish for Jesus Christ? And I think actually the church is at an awesome place right now to reach souls because I think people are just hungry for something more. They've tried everything. And I think in this season, God is teaching us obedience. He's teaching us obedience. And as you've just said, June, that God has been speaking to your heart and you just needed to do this. And so if we can actually teach, encourage obedience, you know, this is what God wants you to do. There's so much more to gain than there is to lose. You're not losing anything. You're gaining life and life more abundantly, you know. So it should be exciting.
What did you say, Sophie?
That was Cheryl.
I thought Sophia said something. No, what I'm saying too, even though I was born and raised in the church. You know, I mean, my grandfather was just you had to be a part of the church. There was no way we were brought up in it, raised in it, and everything. But what I think we as the older Christian, when we say things, sometimes we have to realize that it's as we get older, there's wisdom. You know, so they're not at the place yet to see these things. They're not at the place yet to understand these things. They're not at the place to confirm things. You see, I know on my end that this is what I wanted to do, you know, and because I was doing other things, it was constantly a reminder. And so as the people around me start coming in and start saying things, it's like, okay, June, you need to get on it. You need to get on it. You need to get on it. You need to do it. It was just a matter of when. I know it's something that I was going to do. It's been in the making for over 10 years. And, you know, I knew it's something that I needed to do, and the time is now. But when we have in our young people, we have to take our time with them. You know, that's why God, you know, or milk, you know, give you milk and drink.
Yeah.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
we have to take our time with them and not junk it down. Because
yeah.
I think if we give them that basic, like Sophie did, I hope people are listening and listening to what Sophie said, that she didn't have the support. She didn't have anybody around her. She went on the bus, and she told me that story before, and I loved it. The bus came, and she went on it, and she went on the bus, and she got lost after going to college. And she got lost, but guess what? That foundation was already there, you know? And so it's just like this little song that we would sing at church, at school, leave them alone and they'll come home, you know? So I think when you give your children that foundation, that solid foundation, and you even talk about, you know, me having the support in terms of, yes, because I was brought up in church, I was raised in church, my mom was a part of my life, we had to go three times in the morning, Sunday school, and night service. Just imagine that. So we had to go. So I think if you give your young children, and if we even start, get children to be excited. So say, for instance, no, we're building the ones in church. When they go to school, they can get other kids excited about it. So even if they have never been to church, nobody has ever taken them to church. You know what? My friend Cheryl come to school today, and she was excited about God. So I want to go. you know. So we want to get them excited and get them to get into the groove of things and start nurturing that and start letting them know and just take our time and, you know, give them breast milk for a little bit, you know, until they start to discover, because they will. You know, they will discover it. You know, they're children. And I think if we give them the basic, you know, like Christ said, you know, his children, like they are his. And he says, suffer the little children to come unto me. So he will take them. So if we start giving them that food, start nurturing them and telling them, you know, taking them to Sunday school and encouraging them to go and encourage them to be a part of it, we can do other things to get them excited to be in church and to stay in there. Because it really saddens me when I see the young people come in and then after, I'm telling you, they hit that age of 14, 15 and they're done. You know, they're done with it. And we don't want that. We don't want them to get lost, because I'm telling you, I've seen it and I've seen some. You know, my kids will show me some and say, Mom, look at this person. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? But I am going to.
Again, we also have to find a way to be supportive as well.
Of course. Of course.
And be that bridge.
To
be practical in a world where sometimes we can look at things so spiritually that we use we lose the practicality of it all, and so we need to be practical. See, I mean, how can we reach out to these families, you know, that need help, genuine help. Mm. With it takes a village, you know.
Yep.
And so we need to now get out of our own comfort zone, and it's just a word, it's just a smile, it's just a hug sometimes, you
right.
know, but it does make a difference. So how do we get out of our own comfort zone without all, because when we get into over spiritualizing things, we get into a whole different avenue of
mm-hmm.
things. We need to deal with the real issues, ask the questions, have forums. Let them ask you the tough questions.
Yeah,
let
forums
them put you on the
better.
Spot.
And let me tell you guys, I built the site by myself.
I'm sorry?
Did I tell you guys I built the website by myself?
Uh-huh.
Yes, so it's timing me down. Yeah, so I built the website. I'm just letting you guys know I built the website. Anyways, Cheryl and Sophie, thank you so much for tuning in, for being my guest tonight, and I'm thankful that, you know,
pleasure.
Yes, that you impart your, you know, some of your knowledge and your wisdom and everything on us, and I'm excited that, you know, that you came on and able to spend the hour with me, and we will be back.
Thank you.
We will be back
Thank
next
you.
Week, next week Tuesday,
yes.
We will be back and we'll have a special guest on. And you guys can always call in and share whatever is it that you want. You're always welcome to be a part of our show. And so thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Have a great night.
Thank you. And I'd love to hear from your fans. So if they're ever on the show, I'll
okay.
definitely be listening. You have some amazing
thank you.
Fans.
Okay.
Okay. Have a great
Thanks,
night.
Guys.
Have
you
a great
too.
Night. Thank you.
You too. Hi, hello everybody. So our website is worldtrendsetters.com, and tonight is the only night that you can join for free. As of tomorrow, as of midnight, it's going to $24.99, and we will have a forum. Here Cheryl talk about having a forum to discuss, and you know, all of that is on the website. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for listening. And we will be back next week, same time. Hopefully we don't have any more glitches in our broadcast. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Bye.